Please sit comfortably. So during the last few intensives, I've taken up different fascicles from Dogen Shobogenzo, the treasury of the true Dharma eye. I'd like to continue in that vein over the next couple days as we look at Sukhi, the moon. As is often the case with Dogen, he is pointing to something important, even in the title. Throughout the fascicle, Dogen uses the character Getsu for moon. But in the title, he uses the compound characters Su and Ki. Su means all, total, or entire, and ki means dynamic activity. So total dynamic activity is a synonym for the moon. The fascicle before this current one is Zenki, and this is the same ki where ki means undivided activity, all-inclusiveness, or full functioning. The first sentence in that fascicle says, "The great way of all Buddhas, when thoroughly functioning, is liberation and realization." Liberation means that in birth, you're liberated from birth, and in death, you're liberated from death. Realization itself is birth. Birth itself is realization. At the time of realization, there is nothing but birth totally manifested. And then he goes on like that to continue talking about the different facets of realization and liberation. There is nothing but birth totally manifested when you're born. So this gives you some sense of the moon, of Sukhi, that Dogen is showing us. This is the moon no matter what phase it's in. That phase totally exerts itself as that. The moon is totally and completely the moon, whether you see it or not. It is totally and completely the moon, whether it is day or night, whether clear or cloudy. It is undivided and thoroughly functioning, whether full, half, quarter, or new. And though Dogen is talking about the moon that moves the oceans and lengthens or shortens our days and nights, he was also talking about your moon and consequently your tides and your ever-shortening days and nights. Sukhi, the moon, total exertion, dynamic activity, undivided functioning. The mind moon, the mind illuminated and illuminating. And so Dogen begins Sukhe, writing, "When all phases of the moon come to realization, it is not limited to 3-3 before or 3-3 after. When realization comes to all phases of the moon, it is not limited to 3-3 before and 3-3 after. Since this is so, Shakyamuni Buddha said, Buddha's true Dharma body is like the open sky. In response to things, forms appear like the moon and the water." The like in the foregoing, like the moon and the water, is the moon and the water itself. Like is not resemblance. Like is thusness. So let me read that again. When all phases of the moon come to realization, it is not limited to 3-3 before and 3-3 after. When realization comes to all phases of the moon, it is not limited to 3-3 before and 3-3 after. Since this is so, Shakyamuni Buddha said, Buddha's true Dharma body is like the open sky. In response to things, forms appear like the moon and the water. But this like the moon and the water, is the moon and the water itself. Like is not resemblance. Like is thusness. You know, it's possible that 3-3 before and 3-3 after was a common expression in that period of time. It shows up once in our koan that I'm aware of in the Blue Cliff Record, in a beautifully evocative and almost surreal dialogue between a practitioner and Manjusri. But for our purposes here, let's just say it means a couple things. 3-3 before and 3-3 after are the 9 days at the beginning of the moon cycle and the 9 days at the end. And secondly, we can say 3x3 back and front is a reference to the numberless beings before you and behind you, both spatially and temporally. Dogen is saying the phases before the full moon and the phases after are full and complete. A half moon is not a moon with 50% Buddha nature halfway there. A quarter moon is not only 25% Buddha nature, one quarter of the way there, and so on. Realization is not limited. It is undividable. It is indivisible. Realization is full and complete up until this moment, entirely itself. Because you too are the moon, then you as you are with your current foibles, mistaken apprehensions, and apparent habits. You are 100% Buddha nature. You aren't halfway there, even if your zazen up until this point is ragged. You aren't one quarter of the way, even though your anger rages at inappropriate times, or because you don't exercise enough, or you talk too much, or drive too slow. Each is 100% Buddha nature, although you have to realize that for yourself. And since this is so, Shakyamuni Buddha said, Buddha's true Dharma body is like the open sky. In response to things, forms appear like the moon and the water. It is like the open sky. It is like the moon and the water. You've heard me many a time when talking about Dokusan. I've said, I don't want to hear about your zazen or what your zazen is like. When presenting koan and dokusan, I don't want to hear what the koan is like, or worse yet, what the koan is about. Yet here, Shakyamuni says, Buddha nature is like the open sky, or it is like the moon in the water. What do you make of his speech? Is he speaking correctly or incorrectly? Or when I say don't talk about like or about in Dokusan, am I speaking correctly or incorrectly? In bringing this up, as is his wont, Dogen is doing something very subtle and creative. And this is part of his genius. Just like in the title, when he uses Suki as a title rather than Getsu. Now, this following is from Heijin Kim's footnotes in the Flowers of Emptiness on this fascicle. It says, and these are the footnotes, numbers 6 through 9. It says, the Chinese ideograph nyo in Buddhism has a dual meaning. It means like or to resemble, but it can also mean thusness, as in the thus come one, the Tathagata. Dogen's use reveals the non-dual oneness of the moon itself and its reflection in the water. Dogen uses nyo thusness with moon. He uses nyo thusness within and with water, such that each is thusness itself, and each participates in the total activity of the moon in water. These aren't three separate words. They're words working together, each individually, each together, presenting the dynamic activity of 100% right here, right now, as you, and as you. There is no room for even a sliver of duality when like and thusness come together. They are not two things. Dogen rejects any dualistic notion of metaphor or simile, whereby an image points to, represents, or approximates something other than itself. For Dogen, the symbol itself is the very presence that it expresses. This is the finger pointing at the moon, where the finger is it, the pointing is it, and the moon is it. And each fully participates in the total dynamicness of Buddha nature. And then Heijin Kim says one last thing in his footnote. He says, here and other places, Dogen violates the syntactical rules, of Chinese Buddhist terms, thus eliminating or melting together any perceived dualisms. In this way, there is no dualism of the Buddha body and the vast open sky that has no edges. Because of this syntactical rearrangement, Dogen can write as he does in the next paragraph. He can write that the true Dharma body of the Buddha is thusness as the vast blue sky. And the vast sky is the true body of the Buddha as thusness. Because it is Buddha's true Dharma body, the entire earth, the entire universe, all phenomena and all appearances, our vast sky. You, even on cloudy days, even with hesitations, even with worries, even with apprehension, the vast sky. Hundreds of grasses, he says, in myriad forms are realized as thusness and are the Buddha body and are a moon in the water. Dogen's is an amazing perspective filled with optimism. He says there is nothing separate, nothing that isn't me, and nothing that isn't you. And yet, this does not imply that all are the same, because there is still, indeed, a quarter moon, a new moon, a half moon, a full moon, and each needs to be attended to as so. But each is, or I should say, and each is, the moon's total illumination. Both ways at once, full and complete, and not yet, sacred and profane, whole, and important to not miss the next day's therapy appointment. As I said before, a joy and a responsibility to know, to experience hundreds of grasses in myriad forms as thusness is the Buddha body, is the moon in water. Our joy and our task, for each to realize, for each of us to know. And that is what you are doing here at this intensive. By coming to this retreat, you are expressing your commitment to understanding. You're expressing your commitment to realizing each thing and each experience and each event as the moon and the water, and each as a simple blade of grass, the Buddha body. One time when the Buddha was walking with his disciples, he pointed to the ground with his hand and said, "Here would be good to erect a temple." Sakya Devendra took a stem of grass and inserted it into the ground and said, "The temple is erected." Each blade of grass, a temple. Each twig, each branch, each tree, each forest, a temple. Each of the myriad forms, you and you and you, and a bush tit, a squirrel, a raccoon, coyote, wolf, a moon reflecting in water. Dogen next wrote, "The time when the moon appears is not necessarily night. Night is not necessarily dark. Do not be limited to the narrow views held by human beings. Even where there is no sun or moon, there is day and night. Sun and moon are not day and night, for each is thusness. Nor is the moon two moons, or 1,000 moons, or 10,000 moons. Even if the moon itself holds the view of one moon or two moons, that is merely the moon's view. It is not necessarily the expression of the Buddha way. Consequently, you should thoroughly investigate the notion that tonight's moon is not last night's moon, and that tonight's moon from beginning to end is simply tonight's moon. The moon is neither new or old, because the moon succeeds the moon. And although this may seem like a confusing paragraph, my sense is Dogen is simply warning us to not take our personal views as anything other than my opinion, your opinion, up until this point. Once in Dokusan, after hearing a response to what is mu, I reached for the bell. And the student said, wait a second. Up to this point, that is my experience. And I said, yes, that is your experience as far as your eye reaches for the time being. Now, please be even a little more intimate. Or as this section says, you should continue to thoroughly investigate mu. And you do that by letting mu do mu, or allowing mu to be mu. To do other than letting the sounds fill you with who hears. To do other than allow the numbers to count you. To do other than allow mu to do mu is merely to take the moon's view of two moons, 1,000 moons, or 10,000 moons. This may be your view, but it is not necessarily an expression of the Buddha way. And the time when the moon appears is not necessarily night. And night is not necessarily dark. And you never know when the moon will rise fully for you, as you. The moon may rise fully for you, maybe when in Zazen. But pay attention. It is as likely to show itself when at the checkout line at the store, or when cooking dinner for the family, or even maybe more likely, at high noon, as you are walking down a narrow, abandoned alley, strewn with garbage. Pay attention. The moon, this moon, isn't last night's moon. This moon isn't the last minutes, the last hours, or even the last seconds moon. Because mu succeeds mu, let mu do mu, let mu be mu. Mu, the moon, is not limited by our feelings, thoughts, and notions that we have up until now. The moon, mu, who hears, moves, whether you do or not. Pay attention. Let like the moon does with the tides as it shortens the days and the nights. Let the moon pull you. Let mu give you direction. Let who hears fill you. There's no need for you to fill up your practice. Let the practice fill you. Let it be you. Next, Dogen brought up the words of Penshan Boji, a successor of Ma Su, who said, "The moon of mind is solitary and full, its light swallowing the myriad forms. Its light does not illuminate objects, for objects do not exist. When light and objects both disappear," he asks, "what is this? What remains?" So before moving on to Dogen's commentary on Panchen's words, I'd like to read you two other things that he said to his assembly. Once he said, "In the three realms, there is not a single Dharma. So where will you seek mind? The foundation of the four elements is empty. So where does Buddha abide? The firmament is unmoving. It is still and silent. If you come face to face with it, then there is nothing left to do. Please take care of that." Another time he said, "The great way has no center. So how could it have a front or back? Vast space is endless. So why speak of measuring it? Emptiness being thus, how can one even dare speak of the way?" And then again from this fascicle, Panchen Boji said, "The moon of mind is solitary and full, its light swallowing the myriad forms. Its light does not illuminate objects, for objects do not exist. When light and objects both disappear, what is this?" So when everything falls away, when each thought, feeling, or notion is abandoned, when you relinquish hope, desire, and need, what is it that is before you? And now, even let go of what is before you when that question is asked and everything falls away. Let that drop too. And now, what is it? And when you come face to face with nothing left to do and nowhere to go, please take care. Take care of the moon of mind, which is putting on your sitting clothes at the sound of the bell. Now take care, which is changing your granddaughter's diaper when she is wet. And now take care, which is doing what you can to address the size of your negative impact on the ecosystem. And now, which is alleviating some of the suffering of those coming after us, of those younger than us. When all falls away, what is it? Or as one translation put it, what remains? And I'd say what remains is the appropriate response to what needs addressing. It's the appropriate response to what is right before you, calling you, imploring you. This practice, this path, is never an excuse to not respond to what needs attending. And this next is jumping a little ahead in the Sukhi fascicle. But Dogen says, when Avalokiteshvara is needed, and you are she, when Manjushri is necessary, then you are he. And when Samanta Bhadra is called forward, then you are they. Whatever is necessary will arise, and you will respond accordingly as only you can. And each arising and each response will simply be the turning of the Dharma wheel within the moon. When you realize that the moon of mind, or the mind moon, pervades the universe, then it pervades you also, which means your resources are unlimited. Of course, you can only be what you are and do what you do. But that being, that doing, will have repercussions. That being, that doing will reverberate. It will ripple. For you are the turning of the wheel, and you are the turner of the wheel. Pay attention. Take care of it.